Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Jews around the world are celebrating the Jewish feast days of Passover. That's the headline. Steve Herzig comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Please, if you will, rehearse the first Passover so that those listening, maybe for the first time, not familiar with the Passover, this Jewish holy day, how it all came about.
For your listeners' sake, when they read through the Torah, the first five books, they'll come to the book of Exodus, a very important story, a very important historic event, and that is when the children of Israel were in bondage and had been for over 400 years. We read in Exodus chapter 12 from the scriptures that it was God who had already selected Moses, who was to go toe-to-toe with Pharaoh, the most powerful nation on the planet, and after those years of bondage, went to Pharaoh, let my people go. And Exodus chapter 12 is that place where we read about exactly what has to take place in order for that to happen. And that's when the Passover was instituted. It's an amazing chapter because it talks about the children of Israel are to gather together with a lamb. They're to get that lamb, put the blood on the two sides, on the upper doorposts and on the two lintels of their house. And when God saw the blood, he was going to pass over. And so that meant the invisible God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, was competing against these false gods and each time proved himself superior. And in this case, to preserve his people, who put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, would be spared, whereas Pharaoh's people, and Pharaoh is considered God himself amongst his people, that meant that Pharaoh, who lost that battle, could not defeat the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, as a remembrance of that one-day event, from then on it was to be a memorial.
Steve Herzig with the details of how Jews around the world are celebrating Passover. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Each of the Jewish feast days, and there are seven of them, found there in Leviticus chapter 23, have a prophetic significance, with the first of the feast days, Passover. Then following, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and thirdly, the Feast of First Fruits. The prophetic significance of these three feasts was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Jesus was crucified on Passover, Matthew 27:35. The Lord was buried on unleavened bread, Matthew 27, verses 59 and 60. And then Jesus resurrected from the dead on first fruits, Matthew chapter 28. Verses 1 to 6. Jesus Christ fulfilled these Jewish feast day prophecies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...